Marcus and Tanya Green both ran track in high school, so maybe it shouldn't come as a surprise that their son Maston has some natural running ability. Even still, their son's speed caught them off guard a bit. Marcus remembers a family reunion when 5-year-old Maston teased a dog. That was the moment they knew their son was fast.
He would just run over there and kind of tease the dog and step at him and stomp at him. And I was telling him, let that dog alone, you know. That dog going to bite you. And, you know, he being 5 years old, he really didn't understand what I was saying as far as what the dog was going to do. And he kept going by there and kept going by there, and the leash snapped. And when the leash snapped, he took off. And I actually had to get up and run after him because I didn't want him to run out in front of a car or something. And I really had to scream at him to stop because he wasn't going to stop as long as the dog was running. And the dog didn't catch him. So that's when I really knew that he could run. And his memory of it was when he did something at the house he wasn't supposed to. And I kind of got at him like I was going to spank him. And, hey, he would shoot down that hallway. And I was like, man, you know, I forgot about what I was at him for because he showed that speed. I was like, man, you fast, you know.
A year later, he began running competitively in the games of Texas. Maston has excelled since then, pulling in 3 gold medals as a 10-year-old in last year's games. A quiet, matter-of-fact kid, this Woodgate Intermediate student in Midway ISD has a simple explanation for why he's fast. And he proves his dad's prediction right when he recalls when he knew he was quick.
Natural talent.
Natural talent? When did you realize that this was something that you had a natural talent at?
When I was at the house and my dad was trying to whoop me.
Oh, yeah. But added to that natural talent has come plenty of hard work. While many kids are thinking of getting together with their friends or barely looking past the next day, he's thinking about getting a track scholarship to college. A scholarship in the future, the games of Texas in the present, and the chance to be like his favorite athletes provide motivation for him when he's out regularly in the triple-digit heat.
I train 3 days a week.
3 days a week? How long at a time?
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half? Well, what would you like to do someday? Is this something you see yourself doing way down the line?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any role models, any athletes that you look up to that you'd like to be like?
Whitney Prevost, Little Gerald, and Usain Bolt, and Tyson Gay.
The first two names are Baylor track athletes. The final two, Olympians. To be like them, he's training like them. His coach, Whitney Prevost, runs Maston through a program very similar to the ones he runs as a Division I track athlete at Baylor. That work paid off last year in a big way, when he wowed competitors and spectators at the Games of Texas, providing his favorite memory on the track.
When I won last year 3 gold medals.
In what events?
The 100, the 200, and the 4x1 relay.
Sometimes I'm sure there's probably some days you'd rather sit. What do you think of to help push you on those days that...
Those gold medals.
Maston admits to being a little nervous this year. You run in the Games of Texas in 2-year age blocks. Last year, in the 9 and 10-year-old block, he was one of the oldest runners. But this year, as an 11-year-old, he's up against the 12-year-olds.
Well, yeah, it does kind of... It makes me very nervous how tall they are. Look how strong they are.
Are mom and dad more nervous than the...
Yes, mom is real nervous. Mm-hmm. Every race.
But even as Maston prepares to defend 3 gold medals and dreams of running in the Olympic Games, there's one competitor that Maston's mom, Tanya, says may just provide the biggest motivation of all.
He tried to beat his dad, so he's working hard on beating his dad.
Yeah, you getting there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how are the races?
No.
What's that?
Isn't that close?
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
It's pretty close.
Who's winning?
My dad. Oh.
Until he can beat his dad, he'll have to settle for the best 11 and 12-year-olds in the state. The Games of Texas take place throughout the area, concluding Sunday. The opening ceremonies featuring Maston take place at Heritage Square tonight at 8:15, concluding at Indian Spring Park. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.